Residents of the Ezra Prentice Homes and others in the South End neighborhood gathered late last week at a public information meeting concerning construction of a new 2,600-square-foot crude oil heating facility at the port's rail yard. Global Partners of Massachusetts wants to build a plant to heat crude as it is pumped from tanker cars into storage tanks. The Department of Environmental Conservation had been taking public comments through January 31st, but the deadline has been moved. The new deadline is April 2nd. First Ward Councilwoman Dorcia Pleer says the local community worries that the new building may mean increased air pollution, adding to dangers already posed by the tankers. She regards the extended DEC deadline as a true testament to what can happen when the community speaks out.
I believe that the press conference, in addition to all of the letters, emails, and then also the media coverage, I think all of those things combined contributed to the DEC deciding to extend the comment period.
Appleers would like to obtain more information regarding how the facility would impact public health. The DEC responded to a request for comment by email claiming the safety of all New Yorkers is of the highest priority. It has scheduled a new public information meeting February 12th at the Giffen Memorial Elementary School in Albany. The DEC says, quote, "This meeting will provide an overview of the permit and its impact." And that permit entails modifying Global's air permit to include heated petroleum products, such as crude oil and biofuels. Back in July, longtime rail safety advocate U.S. Senator Charles Schumer was in downtown Albany to express his concern for New Yorkers who live and work in communities along freight rail lines traveled by oil-bearing tankers.
Safety experts in transportation will tell you that the DOT 111 car is flawed. They're prone to tears and spills in the event of derailments.
Schumer has called on the Federal Railway Administration and the Department of Transportation to require railroads to stop using or retrofit the standard DOT 111 tank car. Tankers regularly park on the rails, running behind South End residences and playgrounds. In a related matter, the chair of the City of Albany Conservative Committee says the port needs an oil refinery of its own. Joe Sullivan claims it would expand the City of Albany property tax base,
create good-paying jobs, and lower the cost of gasoline and heating oil locally, both of which are above the national average. The result of all this would be economic expansion and property tax relief in the City of Albany.
While no mention was made of exactly where such a refinery could be built, Dorcia Pleer says she would need details and much more information before weighing in on further port expansion. Neighbors are planning to hold get-togethers to stay abreast of developments as they occur. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.